WTAW News Time at 7:05. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Wall Street Journal recently reported major pharmaceutical companies have made deals valued at $20 billion. Much of that involves GlaxoSmithKline, whose North American vaccine operation will be based in the Bryan-College Station biocorridor.
The point man in that relationship is the chief executive of the Texas A&M Health Science Center. Dr. Brett Gerard took note of the journal reporting GSK's $5 billion purchase of the vaccine portfolio of rival Novartis. He says that solidifies GSK's position as the world's leader in vaccines.
In the long term, our key partner, GSK, now has even more vaccines under its armamentarium against disease. And in the long term, that is an outstanding development for us in the biocorridor and for Texas in general.
Recruitment continues to bring more manufacturers to the biocorridor.
There are many companies and a couple of very large ones that are in the GSK class that we're actively speaking with. No specific projects yet, but we are on the radar, we are on the map.
And Gerard considers it an exciting possibility that GSK could produce the newly acquired vaccines in the biocorridor. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County property owners will be receiving valuation notices in the mail this week. Chief Appraiser Mark Price says if you plan on appealing, do some research.
They need to look and see if are there any issues with their property that we may not know about. We don't get in a lot of those properties, so sometimes we learn a lot more from the property owners than they do, from us when they come in. And that's good information for us. Then we'll take a look at that information and adjust the property if it's required.
And Price says the appraisal district has nothing to do with how much you pay in taxes. That's done by the various governing bodies like city councils, school boards, and county commissions. Bryan police responding to a report of suspicious activity near the Blinn campus resulted in a Bryan man's fourth arrest in the last 6 months. 19-year-old Dimitri Sarbai told police he was just out for a jog Sunday morning. When pressed, he started apologizing, saying every time he speaks to police, he gets in trouble. It's the second time in as many months Sarbai is accused of looking into cars and pulling on handles. In the latest case, police found in Sarbai's flannel pajama pants, among other things, $11 in loose change, an electronic BMW key, which he says he found on the ground, and two iPod minis and an iPod. Sarbai is out of jail on bond following his arrest for providing a false name and date of birth. County records show he was arrested earlier this month on a warrant for drug possession, and last November, he was arrested by university police for public intoxication. A 5-year-old's plans to rebuild the city park destroyed in last year's fertilizer plant explosion in West will take place. The second major fundraiser for Parker's Park project generated $83,000. That puts the running total over the $200,000 goal. Friends and family of Parker Pusajovsky said future donations will go towards additional equipment. Last Saturday's event featured auctioneers from the cable TV show Storage Wars Texas. Parker's father, Joey, was a volunteer firefighter and city secretary who died while battling the fire that preceded the explosion. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Zornemann Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
You know, there are pieces of equipment at Super Slow that I have not used in the entire time I've been there. And the reason is, that's not part of my customized program. You see, the first thing you do, you go in and you have a look and you try some of the machines out at Super Slow. And then Super Slow puts together a program that is just right for you. So, as a result, there may be pieces of equipment that you don't use, but it's a program where you get the workout that you need. You start out by going a couple of times a week. It's about 25 minutes or less. It doesn't take much time at all, but you are able to build up your strength, your core muscles, and you feel better. You set an appointment just like you would for a doctor, but it's personalized for you. Give them a call at 693-6100. They're now in the West Building on the first floor, right there by the College Station Medical Center on Rock Prairie Road. The number to call again, 693-6100 for Super Slow Zone. Minutes a week. In shape for life.
Now is the time to shop the outdoor lawn and patio furniture sale at Amish Furniture for Generations. Take 10% off these beautifully designed quality outdoor lawn and patio pieces, including swivel gliders, swings, tables, arbors, chairs, and much more. Get ready to enjoy the great outdoors with 10% off outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at Sevcheck Service Center come in. Sevcheck's has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. Sevcheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Mixture of sunshine and clouds through today and warm. Temperatures during this afternoon should be well up in the 80s. For tonight, it's generally clear and cooling off. Low temperature by morning down between 50 and 55 degrees. So for the next few days coming up, it will be a bit cooler. Mostly sunny skies and middle 70s during the day Wednesday, all the way down to 45 to 50 with a few clouds around Wednesday night. And Thursday, increasing clouds, high temperature low to mid 70s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, where the Texas A&M Athletics had their inaugural Building Champions Awards banquet last night. Also, Aggie baseball gearing up for a game against the Texas State Bobcats this evening. NBA holding a news conference concerning Sterling, and we'll get you caught up with the playoffs as well. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 7:50 or so.
It's 7:12. Just kind of plug something. We talked about it yesterday. Coming up on May 17th, there's a thing called Sippin' Shop in downtown Bryan, where a bunch of the businesses are getting together, and like 20 of them, I think. And you buy tickets, and you go around to each of the shops, and they have wine there for you. Yeah, so you can walk around in the on the streets of Bryan, okay? On the streets of downtown Bryan, drinking wine. Imagine they're plastic glasses.
It's a preview for Texas Reds, kind
of. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, anyway, tickets are $25, so you can get them, I think, on their website, or you can just call the Downtown Bryan Association. That's kind of a neat deal. So we missed this weather, which was really devastating.
Nasty.
Man, this was bad stuff. And again, the irony that it followed almost the same track as a storm, a couple of years ago. And did you see this weather guy from Tupelo, Mississippi?
Yeah, clear everybody to the basement?
Yeah. I mean, of course, he looks 9.
Yeah.
But he does a very good job of being very authoritative, which, you know, is that's what we're talking about, okay? If you can find some guy or gal who can give you the information when it's sunny and nice and pleasant and all that, that's okay. But
right,
what's really important is to have the level of authority or gravitas, if you will, that when it really, really is bad, and that doesn't happen a lot, but when it really, really is bad, that you need to be able to give the information to people kind of in a non-emotional way, but they do need to get moving. So I got a little audio from this guy.
The airport, West Jackson, tornado touchdown has been confirmed at this instant. You'll have to give me a second. We took a power hit here at the studio, and I have to get all of my ability to look and see things back. Let's see if we're still on the air.
Wow, can you imagine?
You've got to be in your tornado safe place. We're still on the air.
Wow, and then within, I think, 45 seconds, they had to leave to go to the basement of the TV station.
Yeah.
Wow, pretty interesting.
And he's very direct, you know, get in the basement.
Yeah.
You, get in the basement.
And again,
you
can
in
hear
the
him. He's, yeah.
I mean, let's go tower cam.
You know, again,
a damaging tornado.
He's not that old. He looks, like I said, about 9. But he gave the information to the people in Tupelo, and that's, you know, that's what a weather person's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So good on him. And
absolutely.
He'll probably be he'll be in Birmingham in about 2 weeks. He'll have a job in a major market, so that's good for
Jim
him.
Jim Cantore's upset.
Yeah, well, plus the other thing is this guy's got hair, which, you know, Jim Cantore doesn't. So
what is with you and the hair thing all the time?
Excuse me, does he shave his head? I'm just saying. Does he shave his head? I'm just saying.
I don't know.
And I don't know. I don't watch the Weather Channel nearly as much as I used to, but I always loved watching those people who are walking the beach waiting for the storm to get there, and and they try to find a palm tree that's swaying. Moments ago, this is what the weather looked like.
Scott, you act like you have a leg to stand on. You act like you have anything to stand on.
I know, really. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Last night, I'm watching, you know, we capture shows and then don't watch them, you know, and then finally catch up one night. So
catch and release.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
that's funny.
Last night, we're watching the show, and the weather guy breaks in to tell us there's an ice storm warning.
What?
We've been saving them up for a while.
That's caught me off guard more than a few occasions.
Yeah.
We're crawling across. Oh, I didn't even know there were thunderstorms in the area.
Exactly. Oh, wait. Oh, this is when I captured that. Never mind. Yeah, never mind. All right. So today is Zipper Day. The first zipper was patented in 1913, leading to the unfortunate scene, and there's something about Mary 85 years later. But I'm just saying, it's interesting because there's some things that are fascinating to think about how they have impacted civilization. I mean, because I guess it was a series of hooks that you would use to close up the back of a woman's dress, or there would be buttons for men. But I mean, to come up with this zipper deal was really pretty amazing stuff.
Yep.
I mean, I kind of liken it to laying the transatlantic cable. I mean, you know, that was a pretty. Is that too weird?
You're working a little hard for that one.
No, I'm just saying that. I mean, that's something I think of the same way, though. I mean, believe it or not, Elias Howe, the guy who also invented the sewing machine, picked up a patent for an automatic continuing clothing closure back in 1851.
Yeah.
But he never marketed the device.
That thing looks vicious.
Yeah, deadly. 44 years later, a guy named Whitcomb Judson got a patent on a clasp locker, and he started the Universal Fastener Company. But the device was never a success until one of the Swedish engineers basically came up with the design of the modern zipper that we have now. So there you are.
Zipper.
And zipper sounds a lot better than clasp locker.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's well, again, that's, they called it what it was back then. They didn't have to come up with some sort of a euphemism. They just told us what it was, and that seemed to work out pretty well. Latest study on a major airline performance is out. It ranks the airlines annually using a broad range of criteria. This year's rankings, Southwest Airlines is at number 8 for the second year in a row. You remember they used to be...
They were always number one.
Always number one. Part of the reason they're not number one is their on-time performance is not what it used to be.
They're flying out of bigger airports.
Right. That changes their world. Number one is Virgin America Airlines. They were number one last year. JetBlue's number two. They were number two last year. Hawaiian Airlines, number three. We don't fly any of those into here, Bryan College Station. I'm just saying so. Delta's number 4, Alaska's number 5, Endeavor is number 6, U.S. Airways, Southwest, American in at number 9, okay, up from number 10.
Well, that's good.
I guess. Which brings the question, why do we board an airplane the way that we do? I mean, why do they tell us to board the way that we do? You might think the traditional back-to-front method, the chosen boarding process of most U.S. carriers, would be the most efficient. As it turns out, it is, in fact, the slowest.
Really?
It is so ineffective that timed research shows that simple random boarding ends up being faster. Yeah, because you want that lady from the with the Disney World t-shirt stretched to the limits to be the last person coming down the aisle, right? So she can find some place to put her bag, or he. Anyway, it is the slowest. So why, despite all these study after study showing that current airplane boarding methods don't work like this, do airlines continue that? One possibility is that airlines have no incentive to improve the process. As long as it remains terrible, they can sell early boarding privileges.
True.
Southwest, for example, charges $40 to be among the first 15 to board. Yep, the stress of boarding is so bad that people, in fact, are willing to pay money to wait in the plane rather than outside. And they pay money to actually go through that stress.
That's like,
and they're paying
4 hours at minimum wage.
Right. Well, exactly. And they're paying it to the company that is causing the stress. Yeah. How does that work? Now, if If you're in first class, that's different because they sit you down and they give you a drink and a snack right away. So you can watch everybody else go back to the steerage. But, you know, for most of us who are back there in the narrow seats, we just got to sit back there. Why do you want to be in the first boarding group? Why would you want to do that? You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
I wait
and just show up late.
Yeah. Well, of course, if you're traveling as an individual, then that's not nearly as difficult. Mm-hmm. If you've got other people with you, then that makes it kind of tough. And, you know, there's nothing worse than having to put your carry-on luggage three rows behind where you're sitting, you know, because you got to do that. Hey, would you, but anyway.
I'm sorry, sir. We're going to have to check that.
Yeah.
No!
Yes, it will. It will fit. It will. Look, I'll just jam it in here and break that thing behind it because it's not my luggage. Anyway. So did we have this story about a sheriff's office and the sheriff's office in Montgomery who lost the drone?
No.
They've lost a Shadow Hawk drone that they had since 2011 when the $250,000 machine decided to take a plunge into a lake late last week. According to the Houston Chronicle, the emergency-only device has a camera and infrared scanning device. What does emergency-only mean? When they decide it's emergencies?
Probably.
Says here it can also carry a grenade launcher.
Wow. Wait, what?
Yes, what it says
here. I don't know if I want the police department with the ability to fire grenades.
Well, it's the sheriff's office, but I don't know that it matters that much. Yeah, apparently it can either do a grenade launcher or a 12-gauge shotgun, according to its designers. The report says that divers still looking for the Shadow Hawk drone.
There was some pretty cool video of a drone flying over the tornado path in Arkansas.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh. To me, that's a really interesting application, especially for first responders.
Okay, now you're saying flying over the tornado path, you mean after the storm has gone through.
Sure.
Yeah, you're right. That would be a good idea to be able to cover a lot of territory very quickly.
Get a really good look at the scene and just situational awareness.
See exactly where the first responders should actually start the search or action. Hello?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
don't call us gentlemen. Just stop it. Just stop it. Anyway, go ahead.
Hey, a compliment to your zipper story. Most zippers have YKK on them. Do you know why?
Yeah, that's the company.
I was
going
to ask that one.
Isn't that the company?
Yeah, it's some Japanese company, Yoshida something.
Yeah. And it's probably privately held, and we can't own stock in it, right?
Yeah.
Yes, thanks, yes,
man.
And yes.
Once again.
I saw that on How It's Made.
That's it. I'm just saying, though, lots of ups and downs.
You're going to play that one all day, aren't you?
You bet I am, because timing is everything. Which reminds me, we haven't done a joke in the longest time.
And thank heavens for that.
Ah, I got one. I got a joke for you.
I thought that the zipper thing was a joke.
No,
you're good.
No, you've
met the quota today.
No. So a grizzly bear walks into a bar, sits down, says to the bartender, I'll have a rum and Coke? The bartender says, well, sure. What's with the big paws? He says, I don't know. I was bored with them.
When an infant or small child cries uncontrollably, it's natural to feel frustrated. But it's never okay to shake them. That can result in brain damage, blindness, even death. Texas has the highest death rate for shaken baby syndrome. This can be prevented, and you can learn ways to cope with a crying baby. Visit safebabies.sw.org. That's safebabies.sw.org. A message sponsored by Kohl's Cares and Baylor Scott & White Health.
They're the unsung heroes of Central Texas, our treasured survivors of World War II, from the war in the Pacific to the invasion of Normandy and everything in between.
We realized then that we were at war.
Some veterans are working to preserve their history.
A lot of children that don't even know what World War II was.
But we're losing these precious vets at a rate of 600 per day. Families of those recently laid to rest want it to be known. KAGS HD News' Sophia Stamas tells their stories. Tonight at 10 on KAGS HD News. Now you can see KAGS HD on DirecTV Channel 23. KAGS News, meteorologist Jared Plusnik's weather. Aggie OT with Luke Simons and Chris Vallejos, Saturdays at 10 p.m. Now you can see KAGS HD on DirecTV Channel 23. The Today Show, NBC Nightly News, Kelly and Michael, Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, Jeopardy, and Wheel of Fortune. Now you can see KAGS HD on DirecTV Channel 23. NBC Primetime Shows, NBC Sunday Night Football, and the 2014 Winter Olympics from Sochi. DirecTV and KAGS, you've got it all.
Early job seekers tried to find clever ways to send their resumes to employers, such as carrier pigeons.
Incoming!
Oh,
singing telegrams.
Jason has an MBA. Doo-dah, doo-dah.
Today, all the modern job seeker needs is AggielandHelpWanted.com. You can upload your resume for free. So, instead of being clever...
And our next dedication goes out to that very special hospital administrator looking for an IT director.
You can just be smart. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
Good morning. It's 7:25. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation repair evaluations, deep drill bell bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Find out about the Anchor Advantage. Go to AnchorFoundationRepair.net. Here we go. Pretty nice weather. Good news and bad news. It cooled off quickly last night because the humidity was down below 20%. Of course, the bad news is the humidity's below 20%, so there's not much chance of rain out there. Look for a high today about 80 degrees. Tonight, again, 49 for our low. It looks like we'll probably be in the 40s for our lows all week long. Temperatures slowly climbing during the week, about 74 tomorrow. Then we'll climb back up to the 80s again by Saturday. Today, again, 81 and breezy. Winds will be out of the west, about 10 to 20, gusting up to 25 miles an hour and turning to the north. So we'll see how all that plays out. Right now, calm winds, 62% relative humidity, fair skies, and we have 62 degrees.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2014-2015 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 8th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2014-2015 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Rank and file, House Republicans have to be wondering what hit them after their leader, House Speaker John Boehner, ridiculed them on immigration reform and gave his thumbs down on attempts to repeal Obamacare. Speaking to a Rotary Club in his district, the speaker declared it's now impossible to repeal Obamacare. Repealing Obamacare is not the answer, he said. The answer is repeal and replace. The challenge is that Obamacare is the law of the land. It's there. And it has driven all types of changes in our health care delivery system. You can't recreate an insurance market overnight. Well, you can kill it overnight. The Democrats have demonstrated that. Speaker Boehner's comments on Obamacare, as telling as they are, were overshadowed by his remarks on immigration reform. In a theatrical voice, he openly castigated members of his own caucus. Here's the attitude, Boehner said. Oh, don't make me do this. Oh, this is too hard. Look, they're elected to solve problems, he scolded, adding that he finds it remarkable how many of them want to take the path of least resistance. Now, the speaker can say what he wants. That's fine. But what's really remarkable is who gets attacked and who gets spared. Apparently, immigration reform should get done because it's too hard not to give the Democrats what they want. And Obamacare apparently will be spared in some form because it's too hard to undo what the Democrats did without a single Republican vote. That is remarkable. Truly remarkable.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648.
1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There's been a recent flurry of deals among major pharmaceutical companies, one of which might generate more business in the Bryan-College Station bio-corridor.
The Wall Street Journal reports GlaxoSmithKline, that's located its North American vaccine operations here, recently purchased the vaccine portfolio of rival Novartis for more than $5 billion.
To have a more enhanced, broader portfolio of vaccines that could potentially be made in our new facilities or in new facilities that they may construct over the years is really an exciting possibility.
Dr. Brett Gerard, the chief executive of the Texas A&M Health Science Center, was the point man in bringing GSK to BCS, and the recruiting continues. Reading the Wall Street Journal article and the references to Merck and Company and Bristol-Myers Squibb and the other companies that are cited in this particular article.
Well, I can tell you one of those names that you've talked about has very active discussions with us. So this is not a secret anymore.
In less than 4 years, production will be underway with up to 50 million doses available for GSK. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos County Appraisal District is mailing annual valuation notices. If you don't like the numbers, Chief Appraiser Mark Price says make an appeal as soon as possible.
They don't have to have an appointment. They can just walk into our office beginning mid to end of this week, and we'll sit them down with an appraiser and we'll show them what we did and how we did it and get their information so they can avoid long lines if they come in early.
And notify the appraisal district if you've removed structures from your property.
That could be a very good reason why you should take a look at that notice. I think a lot of people don't pay much attention to that notice until they receive a tax bill down the road. Take a look at that notice, and if you had a structure, you've got, say, a rural property with a couple barns or something, and you maybe removed a building or two, we may not know that because we're not everywhere on January 1st.
More information is available at the Appraisal District office and online at brazoscad.org. Employees at a Bryan fast food restaurant caught a counterfeit $20 bill from a drive-thru customer quickly enough to notify authorities. It helped that an off-duty constable and off-duty fire marshal were working security at the Whataburger on Texas near Villa Maria. The car was directed into a parking space while three police officers arrived to join the two working security. The driver told police he had sold his cell phone for $100, and that must have been where the counterfeit $20 came from. 19-year-old Brandon Allen of Missouri City was arrested after police found $620 of counterfeit bills in his wallet, 650s and 1620s. A College Station man is accused of driving drunk and crashing into three cars before pulling out of an apartment complex. This was Saturday night at the District Apartments on Luther Street West. One of the cars that was struck was able to follow the suspect's car until College Station police caught up about almost 2 miles away on Holloman near Anderson. Both of the front tires on the suspect's car were flat and coolant was leaking. Witnesses included a passenger who told police he asked the driver to stop and let him out after hitting the cars. The driver, 18-year-old William Steinley, refused to answer any questions before he was arrested. Two physics professors at the University of Houston are accused of federal fraud. A 29-count indictment charges them with making false statements and providing misleading documents to secure more than $1 million in research grants from NASA and the Energy Department, among other agencies. 57-year-old Abdul Haq Bin Saula and 58-year-old David Sterikov turned themselves in on Monday to federal authorities. The foundation that's received nearly $4 million in donations for the people affected by the West Fertilizer Plant explosion has given out less than half that money a year later. The West Long-Term Recovery Fund has been criticized by some residents for not moving quicker to distribute money. Officials told the Dallas Morning News they've run into unexpected delays involving federal regulations and verifying claims. Suzanne Hack, the fund's director, says the goal was to distribute $2 million by the first anniversary of the explosion. Meantime, the city park in West, which was destroyed by the explosion, will come back thanks to a five-year-old who lost his firefighter father. The second fundraiser for Parker's Park Project, highlighted by an auction conducted by the auctioneers on the cable TV show Storage Wars Texas, generated $83,000. That put fundraising past the $200,000 goal for the firefighter-themed park. Family and friends of the youngster, Parker Pustajowski, noted last summer's first fundraiser also raised $83,000. The numbers 8 and 3 are significant for Parker's late father, Joey, who was born on August 3rd, 83, of 1983. At 8.03 p.m., and his birth weight was 8 pounds, 3 ounces. The University of Texas System Board of Regents has selected a family name to lead the new UT campus in the Rio Grande Valley. Former Texas Tech President Guy Bailey will lead the combined Pan American and Brownsville campuses. Bailey spent 2 months as the president of the University of Alabama before resigning to take care of his ailing wife, who died in September of 2012. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Acme Glass has been around, gosh, since 1946, downtown Bryan, and they're still doing what they did then, and that was great service for your glass needs or your glass wants. And it really doesn't matter what the situation is, but most often people are in touch with Acme Glass because they have some sort of an emergency situation where they need to get a piece of glass replaced. And Acme Glass responds to that, and they always have. Now, remember, they're open a half day on Saturdays, and that's convenient for you. Maybe you've got a vehicle that has a glass problem and you can't give it up during the week, so open a half day on Saturdays, and that makes it convenient. Could be that you've got a do-it-yourself project that you want to work on the weekend. That half day open means that you can go by there, get a piece of glass cut to size or something done with maybe a mirror, and you can go on with your project. So Acme Glass there to help you out when you want to get a project done as well. And it doesn't matter whether it's a commercial application, one for your vehicle, one for your home. Acme Glass can do that for you. Maybe you just want to add some glass to your home, maybe you're remodeling or you're building. You know, there's a drama to glass that you can do, and you can see examples of work that Acme Glass has done here in Bryan College Station and all over the Brazos Valley. Just stop in and let them show you some of those. So they've got two locations, one in downtown Bryan on Main Street and one across from the main entrance at A&M. Acme Glass, when you need glass and want glass.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do. Valak is making a difference for you.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier and get an 18-point precision tune-up for your air conditioning system for only $69.99. Safety check by factory-trained technicians. Malik's exclusive tune-up will restore your system to factory-fresh condition. And while Malik proudly features Carrier as a Carrier factory-authorized dealer, they service all makes and models. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort.
Malik is making a difference for you.
License number TACLA 9262C.
Join SOS Ministries on May 1st for the SOS Awareness Concert at the Covenant Family Church in College Station, sponsored by Stylecraft Builders and KBCX Media, featuring Jimmy Needham and Christian rap artist NF.
Oh, can I sing about my maker? Then I did not roll your eyes. Can I weep about my sin?
Visit the website, SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org, for ticket and sponsorship information. Group discounts are also available. You don't want to miss this.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, right about 740, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Mixture of sunshine and clouds through today and warm. Temperatures during this afternoon should be well up in the 80s. For tonight, it's generally clear and cooling off. Low temperature by morning down between 50 and 55 degrees. So for the next few days coming up, it will be a bit cooler. Mostly sunny skies and middle 70s during the day Wednesday, all the way down to 45 to 50 with a few clouds around Wednesday night. And Thursday, increasing clouds, high temperature low to mid 70s. I'm Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the Aggie Athletics inaugural Building of Champions Award ceremony last night. Aggie baseball gearing up for Texas State tonight, and the NBA having a press conference about Donald Sterling. All that and more in sports in about 10.
If you didn't see it yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, it's out there to see. A little bit of, earlier this morning, we're talking about Toyota moving their headquarters to Texas from California. Because it's just a better environment business-wise. Folks in California may look at it a little bit differently. But they do.
Yeah, I read some comments.
Yeah?
People can comment on anything anywhere. It's sure. The internet. The number of people on the LA Times website calling Texas a third-world country.
Really?
They said it won't take them long. Toyota will be back once they spend a little time in that third-world country. Are you kidding
what?
Me?
What?
That's what.
Really?
I don't know if it's wishful thinking or delusion, but golly, they think highly of themselves.
Well,
over there.
They do. Well, we know that.
I think highly of us, but yeah. I think we've got just cause.
Well, I mean, I think that we can say that there are some things in California, some areas where the weather is really wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, climate's really nice, and they have a state university system, the state college system that is. The envy of a lot of places.
I really enjoy the city of San Diego.
Yeah. I think my favorite city in America. I really like it. But you can't live there.
Nope.
You just can't live
no.
there. It's not the
no.
real world. And again, things like their college system, their state college system is an envy. It'd be nice. Texas doesn't have nearly the system that they do. But you know, they got a bunch of nuts in there in Sacramento who make it really difficult to just kind of live and survive. But anyhow, it's a fairly interesting story and not all necessarily positive, because part of the thing that they discuss is that with these growing pains come growing pains. And we have an infrastructure that's being stressed.
Mm-hmm.
We've got four Texas cities in the top 11 in the nation as far as population is concerned. And so as a result, I mean, Texas population's grown at more than twice the nation's growth. The nation's been at 9%, Texas at 20% in the past decade. So, you know, it is difficult, but... as we've discussed, not all of them are bringing their politics. Some of them had good politics before they got here. So. On to things more important. The best numbers ever this past Sunday for Soap Opera with Swords. Are you caught up on that, Patrick?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. Overnight ratings show with its two replays included, they pulled in 8.4 million viewers to find out Joffrey's murderers. Is that right?
Spoiler alert for anyone who's 2 weeks behind.
Oh, okay, we didn't know that Joffrey had been murdered?
It was 3 weeks ago,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay.
But somebody like you that was worried about the ice storm is now extraordinarily angry.
You mean they did what? Interesting story today, and again, the weather can be really emotional, as we were discussing earlier, but CNN's headline this morning, 75 million Americans could be in danger of the weather today. Yeah, I know. But they do. They just say it. That's the way they do it. All right, here we go, Web Boy. Now help us out here.
Okay.
I was talking to Kevin. The Department of...
I'm Bald Boy, not yeah, Web right. Boy.
The Department of Homeland Security is warning U.S. Americans to stop using Internet Explorer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we got...
This is pretty stunning.
It
you know?
Is, and it's actually, if you disable Adobe Flash,
yeah,
you should be okay. But most people won't know how to do that effectively. It actually affects everything from Internet Explorer 6 through 11. Every single Internet Explorer.
That's a while, isn't
yep.
it? And it's been that way for a little time, huh?
A little while.
Yeah.
Microsoft doesn't have a release date for a fix yet.
I hope they got a team working on that. I, just got a new computer and made that mistake of downloading Adobe Flash. And so now I have ask.com on the toolbar. I'm about ready to use a hammer and a spike to get rid of that. I mean,
that's about the only way to cleanse.
Holy! It's amazing. But anyway, enough of that. Yeah, I'm just going to bring it up here and you can take care of it for me.
Okay, I like hammers and spikes.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, I was thinking it probably might be something electronic. All right, so many cat owners believe that their cats are of superior intellect. There is no research to back that up. I think I'll repeat that. Many cat owners believe their cats are a superior intellect. Problem is, there's no research to back it up.
Yeah,
the reason? The cats are too rude and above it all to participate. According to GeekSystem.com, an author working on a book about cats and dogs was stunned by the complete lack of scientific information out there on cats. So David Grimm, who's the author, went on a quest to find somebody, anybody, who managed to conduct a study of cats. And he found a comparative psychologist named Christina Agrillo and told Grimm, it's easier to work with fish than cats. The experience with monkeys and birds went smoothly, but feline tests were a fiasco. He also found animal cognition expert Adam Michalski, who is a self-described cat lover, told Grimm, we did one study on cats, and that was enough. So, that's the perfect situation for a cat. I mean, we think there's something, and they're not going to do anything in research to prove us any different. So they're pretty happy with their lot in life. Hello?
Meow, 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 meow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing. With choices of 6 and 12 month, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Have you ever met a married couple who say they've never had conflict? Sounds like the perfect relationship, doesn't it? Well, the truth is, things may not be as rosy as they appear. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. You might be surprised to hear me say this, but a little conflict can actually be good for marriage. I'm not saying it's healthy for couples to fight all the time, but no conflict may indicate a problem of a different sort. It could mean the couple doesn't have much intimacy in their marriage. They've settled for being happy roommates instead of pursuing genuine, life-giving connection with one another. You see, intimacy is a risk. When you aim to create deep connection with your spouse, you'll eventually be confronted with stuff that gets in the way. That could be anything from differing interests to areas of selfishness you didn't even know you had. That's why striving for intimacy will always lead to tension at some level. But we don't have to run from that tension. We will fail from time to time in our relationship. But being emotionally shut off from our spouse is not the answer for living well. Instead, good things happen when we learn how to use conflict and grow together to create greater intimacy. So don't be afraid of conflict. True oneness in marriage is all about two people getting beneath the surface and touching each other's soul. To help your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, will verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate, terms, and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
For lawn tractors, the comparison shopping ends now. Because once you experience a John Deere at Sioux Falls Prater, there's really no comparison. Quality meets dependability at the X300 Select Series lawn tractor starting at $2,649 and backed by a 4-year limited warranty. This machine delivers excellent mowing performance. Find your closest location at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends April 30, 2014. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details and financing options.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:49. Jake Matthews and Megan Strait received the President's Awards last night during the Texas A&M Athletics Inaugural Building Champions Awards held at Reed Arena. Aggie student-athletes were treated to a maroon carpet entrance to the gala with awards presented for various academic, service, leadership, and athletic endeavors. Coach Sumlin likes seeing his athletes getting recognized for something other than just the activities on the field.
It's a great event, and it's a chance for all of our players, you know, to show some professionalism. I think, you know, so many times we're seen in a certain light, particularly in football, you can't see their face. So uniforms all the time. Now they get to be able to show what they're going to do. Football ends at a certain point in life. And we're here to honor all of our student athletes for all their accomplishments. No matter what they are.
The President's Award is the highest award that is presented to student-athletes at Texas A&M by the athletic department. The individual receiving this award is someone who displays extraordinary talents in areas of athletics, scholarships, leadership, and service. Aggie baseball opens a 4-game homestand this evening after wiping out two top 25 teams in a 4-game road swing. Number 16 Rice fell, as well as Mississippi State. And here's Coach Childers from Texags Radio yesterday.
About us just going and taking care of our business, and we answered the bell last week, and, you know, like I said earlier, it's only going to mean something if we can continue that. And, you know, we've got a Texas State team that just played Louisiana Lafayette tough, you know, for 3 games and very well coached and very talented, and then LSU this weekend. It's just a matter of us going and playing good baseball down the stretch.
Corey Ray gets the start for the Aggs while Chad Young gets the ball for the Bobcats. Pregame set for 6, and the first pitch from Bluebell is at 6:35 on 1620 WTAW. The NBA will hold a news conference today to make an announcement about the investigation involving Clippers owner Donald Sterling and those racially charged comments attributed to him. A suspension of indefinite length and a fine of up to $1 million are possible, and the controversy is now hitting the Clippers in the pocketbook as several corporate sponsors have pulled their advertising. Here's Clippers coach Doc Rivers.
We live in a make-believe life in sports. Let's just be honest. It's so unreal, the life we live in, and right now this is real life. And they'll grow from it, and they'll be better people because of it. And that's the way I look at it, in that way. And, you know, I just hope I can do the right thing.
In actual action on the court, the Miami Heat have become the first team to advance to the NBA Conference semifinals, as LeBron James had 31 points and 9 assists in the 109-98 win at Charlotte, completing the 4-game sweep. Atlanta owns a 3-2 series lead over Indiana after a 107-97 win. And Manu Ginobili put up 23 points and led the San Antonio Spurs over the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks were down as much as 20 and clawed their way back in, but still fell 93-89. The win evens that series at 2 games apiece. Here's San Antonio coach Greg Popovich on the fight through the mistakes that let Dallas back in.
Did a good job. We had a couple of turnovers, a couple of bad shots, and, you know, it turned. It's not just defense or obviously it's a lot of things. When you go up by a bit or you give up a run, it happens in every game.
In the NHL, for the Battle of Lord Stanley's Cup, Los Angeles Kings and Minnesota Wild have forced Game 7s in their Stanley Cup first-round series by winning last night. From the SEC, Missouri has hired Kim Anderson as its new men's basketball coach. The 58-year-old Anderson is a former star player for the Tigers and was a longtime aide to former Missouri coach Norm Stewart before taking his Division II championship at the Central Missouri school that he was just at this season. He replaces Frank Haith, who left for Tulsa earlier this month. And finally, in Major League Baseball, Sonny Gray had a three-hitter for his first career complete game, and the Athletics shut out the Texas Rangers 4-0. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of classroom and online classes offered, the mini-mester doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course at Blinn College. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
David Gardner's been around 30 years. They're on University Drive at 911 University Drive. And, you know, David and Julie have been in the business long enough to know that there's sometimes you walk into a jewelry store, you don't feel comfortable because you don't know where stuff is, number one. Number two, you don't know that you can afford what's in there. And number three, you feel like you're going to walk out being disappointed. Well, that doesn't have to happen at all because David Gardner's understands that. They want to be able to help you find a piece of jewelry for a special occasion or a special person or both, or maybe just a because reason, that'll fit your budget, that'll fit the look and the design that the person would want who you want to give it to. And that's why, since they've been doing this for 30 years, they're pretty good at it. Know that when you walk in, not a problem with saying, this is basically what I'm looking for, or on the other side, I got no idea what I'm looking for, but this is what my budget is. They work under all those situations. So, yeah, you got Mother's Day coming up, or there may be a birthday or anniversary, something that's more personal, but no matter what the reason, David Gardner's finds a way to make sure that you're a satisfied customer and that you get a piece of jewelry that can make a difference. It has function. It could be, again, one of David's own designs or from one of the other jewelry designers. But they'll find a way to make you a satisfied customer. Stop in and see them. 911 University Drive, that's David Gardner's. They are the official jeweler of A&M Athletics.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, everybody's screaming, it's a seller's market. Well, if you're a buyer, that ain't good. What do we do to help with that?
Oh, it's still not a bad thing. Buying a home is a really exciting time, and we'll talk more about that in the upcoming weeks, all the great things that are still going on for buyers. But a couple of tips. Don't use conventional search methods. Don't just search online. Make sure you've got an aggressive realtor who has access to things like pocket listings, which are listings that are not being marketed to the rest of the public. Make sure that you're pre-approved for your mortgage so that when you submit your offer, you've already got that paperwork ready to go so that the seller is sure that you're creditworthy and ready to move forward. Again, make sure that you're working with a qualified local agent who knows how to find exactly what you're looking for, who takes the time to ask you the right questions and is working full time, because if the right listing lists on Tuesday morning, you need to see it Tuesday afternoon and write an offer that very day. So there's your tips.
And for more tips and some help, if you need it, you can go to zarealestate.com.
The Republican Party of Brazos County welcomes Lieutenant Colonel Alan West to their fundraiser May 19th at the College Station Hilton. Colonel West is a former U.S. representative. He is a highly decorated Army officer. He is a Fox News contributor and a senior fellow at the London Policy Center. Tickets are now available at BrazosGOP.org or by calling 268-2308. Support your local Republican candidates by supporting your local Republican fundraising effort. Alan West, Guardian of the Republic, May 19th at the College Station, Hilton.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, I believe we have now used up all of the possible ideas for movies.
Okay.
Because they're apparently going to make a movie about the lady who started Tupperware. Brownie Wise. Okay. Sandra Bullock is in talks to star in a Tupperware Unsealed. It's based on the book Tupperware Unsealed by Bob Keeling. Just saying. Now, actually, it was Earl Tupper, okay, who put it together. But Brownie is the one who came up with the idea of how to market it and how to make all that stuff happen. But you know what? As much as she could do, she still couldn't get those tomato sauce stains out of your Tupperware.
No, you're absolutely right.
So we're here to help. Hooray!
See?
Notice how I tied those in because I am a radio professional.
You're a broadcasting professional.
That's it. So, no, just radio. I do TV too. Anyway, soaking them in detergent might help, but that often leaves them with that, oh, soapy smell and flavor.
Uh-huh.
Coffee grounds to the rescue. Just add a drop of detergent and a heaping teaspoon or spoonful of used coffee grounds. That means you have to cut open your K-cups.